this is YesU622, and I decided to come here today to talk about some of the frustrations that I have with iOS 6. I know that on AppleVis there was a forum going on about this a while back. In fact, I never read through all of them, but I can tell you that a lot of what people were saying on there I've experienced as well. But I just wanted to demonstrate a few of the frustrations that I've had and talk about some annoyances. Like, for example, I've had some issues with my phone. Now, I'm using an iPhone 4, so obviously some issues that I have, other people who have newer phones don't experience. One of these being, my phone randomly cuts off nowadays. In fact, the other night I thought it was dead and came and plugged it in and it wasn't dead, so I don't know what caused it to do that. Other times it'll just randomly reboot, so it'll cut off but it'll come right back on. And I don't know why, what if I do something that causes that, or if it's just, I don't know what it is. But another frustration has been the volume. Sometimes it'll randomly decide that it's going to be extremely loud, and or sometimes it won't, I won't be able to hear anything at all, and I can't get, like, when this happens, I can press the volume buttons all I want, but I can't get anything to happen. So it's very frustrating. I even try toggling voiceover to see if that helps, but it doesn't, and a lot of times what I end up having to do is do a restart. So those are a few general things. Another thing that has been bugging me is, like, typing. If I have VoiceOver on, it's extremely slow now, especially if I'm composing a new message. And I heard that they were supposed to fix that or something like that, but anyway, for me, it's not. And then another thing that's frustrating is, like, exiting an app and not being able to use my phone for several seconds. And I'll, like, move my finger around on the screen, and eventually I'll just hear this click, 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 and, you know, for a while, and then I'll be able to use it. And so that's pretty annoying. There are probably a bunch of things that I'm forgetting. But the things that I've mentioned so far are things that happened on the iPhone. I'm recording this with my iPad, so I can't show you this, but another thing that frustrates me about the iPad is, like, I will go into an edit field and I won't be able to type anything. And the only way to fix this is to turn VoiceOver off, type a letter, and then turn VoiceOver back on. And then that will let me type. And this isn't an issue to the point where I can't use it because I have vision, so I can see to type. But it is annoying because there are times whenever I need to or want to use VoiceOver. And also another keyboard thing that's related to the iPhone that I've had is that sometimes it won't even show up if I'm running VoiceOver. Like, I can see that the keys are there, but nothing shows up to VoiceOver. And on the iPad, if I decide that I want to use a password, to unlock or whatever, I won't be able to enter it. It just won't let me, period. So I can't use the password. So those are some of the frustrations that I've had, and I'm going to see if I can demonstrate the most annoying thing, which is the unresponsiveness after leaving an app. So let's see. Where do I want to go? Let's go ahead.
Hi, Jill.
Oh yeah, and another thing is, like, if I'm reading tweets in Tweetlist, and Tweetlist crashes a lot too, but it most recently it has gotten a little bit better. But like VoiceOver will, like, cut out. Okay, here we go. And then now I can use it. That's not as bad as it is a lot of times. But anyway, that's just a few of my frustrations with iOS 6. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Bye-bye.